Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
This is not rehearsed. I'm just some person that listened to the commercial and said, you know what? Fruits and vegetables, how can I go wrong? At one point, I was going to stop taking it. And then I got a message saying that even if you stop taking it, you still have your coat for 2 months. And that's when I really realized you people aren't looking for money. You really care about the human being and helping people. So to me, that is the most important thing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
I love it.
When that sun is high,
it's like butter. George Strait. Dave's picking our music. Dave, Investigator Dave's in today. And he did for like 5 years on the show. He picked the music on Fridays. And I love that song, Dave. That's
great.
Thank you. I love country. I like it all. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Get to the website and make sure that you're ordering Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is a fantastic supplement. If you really want to shore yourself up for what's coming, I'd say get a supplement. If you're not taking a supplement, man, we're really missing out here because those nutrients are so needed in our bodies. And they can help in so many ways. You know, 11 servings of fruits and vegetables a day is only going to do right by you. So make sure that you're getting this. You can put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, when you order at balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. And when you put in the code KATE, you'll get $25 off. And that's amazing because you're getting it for next to nothing. Make sure you order it. I'm serious. You'll feel so much better. In about a week and a half, 2 weeks, you're going to start to feel a really big difference. And it really does have an effect on your health. It's awesome. Gets everything in working order for sure. So big thank you to Jeff. He's under G. Michael Hopf, which is H-O-P, and then F is in Frank. And I said, you have the hardest name. You know I'm the name murderer, right? And So anyway, Jeff is just amazing. He's got so many books. So many books about EMPs, mm-hmm. and I know the damage that EMP could do. And I don't think we've done some shows on it, Dave, right? But I don't think we actually really think about it a whole lot. We should think about that a little bit more because we're so vulnerable, we don't even realize.
It's always waiting out there in the wings.
Yeah.
You know, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. It could change everything.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Everything changes in a second.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, from black to white, or white to black.
And then we're living like pioneers, and we don't know how to do that.
And we don't know how to do it. But at the same time, you can't walk
live
around.
Live in the fear, because I hate the fear card.
So what's going to happen the next second? You can't do that. So you just have to kind of,
I
think St. Peter says it best in the New Testament. He says, watch and be sober.
Ah, watch and be sober. Well, it's not bad advice. Yeah. And it is. It's true. I asked Jeff to come back in 2 weeks. He's going to be doing a whole hour on preparedness in the last hour of the show in a couple of weeks. And so he's game. And I think talking preparedness is something we all, especially those in California right now who had their power cut off, you know, in lieu of possible fires coming. And I'd like to know how much we could do a whole hour on the corruption of PG&E. But I would really love to do that hour. They are owned by the Rothschilds. But PG&E is the big power company in California, and I've never seen them cut off power before a fire like to that magnitude. And so people were scrambling. People with electric cars couldn't do anything. I mean, people were scrambling. And it's a really good lesson for us, I think, to really dive into what are you prepared for anything. And it does make me think, what do I have on hand? What do I really have on hand? And not from 3 years ago. I mean, like right now. Am I prepared and ready to go? But there's so many things because I have you in studio and this is a rare treat. And so where do you want to go from here? You want to talk Malaysia? Do you want to talk? I mean, we could go in a million directions. Last hour, we just did Syria, Turkey, and kind of nailed that down on all the different Kurd forces sort of in some chaos there. But we can still go on that if you want to, or we can talk a little bit about some other cases that have kind of spiked interest for you. Because I know you delve into kind of the background of certain cases.
Yeah, I do. And one of the things I do is I like to follow, and a lot of people don't like this, Vladimir Putin.
Mm-hmm. To see what he's up to, what he's doing, and how he's doing it.
To tell you the truth, I listen to his speeches. Mm-hmm. I listen to the way he answers questions. I listen to I watch his background, his history, his religion. Mm-hmm. I really like the guy.
You like Putin?
Uh-huh. I really do. I think he's one of the few sane men mm-hmm. that's trying to put structure into this world. That there are in a world that's everybody's crazy seems mm-hmm. like, and everybody's power hungry. But you listen to him, and he just talks about, for instance, this Kurdistan thing that's mm-hmm. going on right now, and I've talked to he explains how he. Right openly, how he talked to her and how he mm-hmm. talked to we met with these people. And he never calls, he's kind of like Robert E. Lee. Mm-hmm. The people that oppose him the worst, he never calls them the enemy. Mm. You know, Robert E. Right. Lee used to say those people,
right?
And magnanimous. And Putin always says our partners.
Our partners.
Unfortunately, our partners are mm-hmm. not interested in this Nord Stream pipeline, mm-hmm. and they've convinced Denmark not to accept it, so we'll just have to work a way around it. Yeah. But it will happen. And he just the way he just passes.
And I think
right
he does want to be left alone. And I think that there are so many intelligence agencies working for the exact opposite that he tries to say it without saying it. Mm-hmm. I can see that a lot. Sure, I can see that point.
He explained at the last Valdai conference. He says, you know.
Valdai conference is the economic forum there in Russia.
Yes, they had a big one down there mm-hmm. where the Olympics were down in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was all kinds of nations were there, people representing, and he was mm-hmm. talking about the economic situation. And he flat out says it. He says, you know, the dollar's doomed as an international currency. It was great. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved it. But unfortunately, our partners got too greedy with it, and they started using it to make sanctions on other countries, and they're actually squeezing those countries away from the dollar, mm-hmm. is the way he put it. They're finding new ways around the dollar, and so consequently, we have, you know, Iran is now going to trade with mm-hmm. The Philippines, China, and they're not using dollars at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're just completely and nobody. Who would have thought it?
Well, I realize we have so many out there that are screwing with things, that are doing things, even in our name here in the United States, that are out there in these intelligence agencies that are working against it. And I think so. One of the things is a cognitive dissonance that we have, right? So when you say these things, there's probably a lot of people out there that go, how could you like Putin? Because Putin's been our enemy, right?
Yes.
Putin's been our enemy. But I always like to listen to what you have to say, because I think that the same thing happened with North Korea. There was, you know, we've had reporters go over there that said, I don't think what's going on is really hitting the news. I don't think the situation is really what it is. And I think that we have some media propaganda coming out about North Korea. But then everybody in America, because they're fed a constant stream of stuff, there's certain things. Everybody's going to remember that he fed his uncle to the dogs. And
yes.
you know, certain stories highlight, is that true? Well, we don't know, right? And so, but people think it's true because you hear it so much. And so you hear Putin enemy, Russia enemy. Even though he was actually the catalyst for pulling them out of the Soviet, you know, the USSR into what Russia is today by utilizing some capitalism.
And talked about
that. We don't
that.
Talk about that. Yeah.
He talked about how mm-hmm. communism was a black market,
right.
black mark on Russia, mm-hmm. Russian history.
Right.
When he's talking about World War II.
But we never say that.
But he says we've emerged from that.
Mm-hmm. And,
but the thing about Putin is that it's cognitive dissonance. For instance, when MH17 went down,
mm-hmm.
and we ought to talk about that. They just now reopened that investigation, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And here you got Russia to blame for it, and they won't let them in on the investigation.
And remind everybody what that is.
It's all Malaysia. It's an airliner that back in what night? Mm-hmm. Oh, gee, I forget. About 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
an airliner went down over the Ukraine during this great big troubles when the CIA mm-hmm. was toppling the Ukraine
mm-hmm.
and the Eastern Bloc was breaking away,
mm-hmm.
the Donbass, and an airliner flew from the Netherlands to Malaysia was shot down by a Buk missile
mm-hmm.
up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
238 people or so killed, right? Fell down into the Ukraine, And the first thing that came out, Time Magazine and everything else, Putin's missile.
Yeah, they blamed Putin. Yeah.
They blamed Putin for this. Mm-hmm. And it was over and over. New York Times, everybody, Putin did it. Putin did it. Putin right. did it. Well, what you try to do in propaganda, when you're doing propaganda, if you're the first to get into the mind mm-hmm. of a kid or an adult or anything else, an idea, it's so hard to get that idea out of them again. Mm-hmm. It's easier to convince people. It's easier to fool people than to convince them they've been fooled.
Ah,
that's the way it works.
Right, right.
And so they're all preparing in the wings for this. And it turned out that, of course, now even the Ukraine's admitting that, we need to open this up again.
Right. Okay.
Because we got a new president over there, and it's all opening up again. So, but it's a classic piece of propaganda on this guy.
It is. You know, somebody asked me, and you have to kind of think about it. I entertain all ideas because you don't know how much cognitive dissonance you have until mm-hmm. you really kind of go to bat on all different angles. But somebody was bringing to my attention, you know, China is some of the things that we're hearing about them killing of citizens. So a lot of, we've reported this on the air. And the Uyghurs and talking about all these deaths, is that another CIA psyop? Is that another psyop to get to entertain an idea of doing something there under the guise of that? Whereas we've been told in other countries that certain dictators all of a sudden start killing people en masse. And I said, the interesting part of that for me was, well, you have dictators that suddenly became crazy, insane, and started mass murdering their people for no reason. In China, this is directed towards dissidents who speak out or dissidents who are not conforming. And so maybe two different things. Who knows? But what would be your take on that when somebody says, well, that could be a psyop? That could be a psyop. What do you do in your head that says, okay, why am I thinking this way? I mean, how do you dial in to a psyop? And how do you, because when people are playing 5D chess, how do you figure out where the truth is?
Well, as any detective would do, mm-hmm. the very, very first thing you do is cubono.
Mm-hmm. Who benefits?
Who benefits, yeah. right? You right. find out to whose advantage is this disaster or
the story,
false flag or
like
whatever
Syria, the advantage was we're going to go in on a human rights cause and wipe out Assad because he's gassing all of his people. And so we would benefit from the takeover of the coup of Assad, right?
Yeah.
So that's how that was supposed to work until Trump got in and,
it's
and
crazy
did not go that route.
When they blame people that, you know, that if Syria mm-hmm. did it, they're under attack, mm-hmm. right? Why would they do that?
Yeah. Does it make sense?
How do they benefit?
Right?
It doesn't benefit them at all.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy. So you look
and
for
is it
you
logical?
Look for that. But mm-hmm. one thing what's nice to do mm-hmm. is take a few minutes and just look at the world perspective and the movements. Look at the chessboard.
Right.
Not just this pawn or this bishop or whatever it is. Look at the chessboard. Where are the pieces? Where are they going? What can they do?
Mm-hmm.
Get a big overview. Like I told you before, I have maps of the Middle East and, mm-hmm. and elsewhere. And try to understand who's there, what their aims and goals are. Mm-hmm. And that helps you with your cubono. But it also helps, are these people rational?
Right.
Are they irrational? What kind of weaponry do they have? What's their economy like? Ukraine makes tremendous amounts of, for instance, of weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
Always has. You know they make the frames for our F-35 fighter?
Mm.
The airframes?
Yeah.
Mm. We can't make F-35s. Of course, the F-35's a boondoggle, but we sure make a lot of money off of it, selling it, forcing our allies to buy it. So to cover our costs in the first place,
mm-hmm.
but we can't do that. We can't do anything without the Ukraine.
Right.
And so, I mean, Turkey, I'm sorry, not Ukraine, Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey makes those frames.
Right.
Amazing. So,
and it's kind of like, all of a sudden Assad became a bad guy and the press here was just going crazy, but he had just found oil reserves.
Yes.
So you kind of have to look at, you know, what just happened there that creates that. And
yeah.
And I think the wish is that when I'm talking about us, I'm talking about the intelligence agencies that act in our name, not the people of America. The people of America want something totally. I think they want something else. Mm-hmm. But we get hijacked a lot. We get co-opted a lot, right? And so we're going to come right back on the Kate Daly Show. You can actually call in 888-673-1450. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Kate Daly Show on a Friday. Hope you're going to have a great weekend. We were just talking off the air. We should actually record our off the air discussions because they're kind of juicy. But I welcome you
juicy
back.
Juicy politically.
Go to kateDalyRadio.com and make sure that you are getting the podcasts after the live show and share those. We were just talking about Russia. You know, a lot of people, I had a liberal on the show, and the liberal that I had on the show was not aware that Russia was not old Russia. And there is old Russia. There's the USSR, should have played back in the USSR. USSR, and then things changed in the early 90s. But people don't even realize, people think that communism in Russia ended organically. Like we went over and helped them remove it from whatever. No, it was a CIA coup d'etat. It was a Yeltsin. They kept drunk and basically did a coup to end that. But what was interesting was one of the reasons was this is exactly how Soros made his killing. This is us as well. When I say us, you got to know I'm meaning some other deep state and in some intelligence agencies mm-hmm. involved. But they went in and looted Russia. They basically stole from Russia, took all the money out of there. And this was all when Bush and Clinton were in office, right? The first Bush. And they actually looted Russia. So this didn't, communism didn't, it didn't spring up organically. It was actually contrived by the Illuminati. And then it didn't end that way either in Russia. It actually, because they did prop up Karl Marx, but it ended in a way that benefited certain people financially because they went in and took everything pennies on the dollar. Right. And then mm-hmm. Putin built it from there. And that's why I'm always willing to listen to what Dave has to say about Putin, because I know it's just like the person that messaged me and said those re-education camps in China. How do you know that's not a psyop? Well, OK, we'll take a look at that. We'll really take a hard look. Right.
Because
OK, that's fair game.
You put
anything
the question
is,
in my mind.
Yeah. Anything is fair game because you have to say, que bono, who benefits, why, does it make sense? Does it make sense that they are housing millions of people that they're killing? I want to know if that makes sense and how they would do that and why. Yes. And is China still communist? Yes. Yes. They're all about force and control. Yes.
Ask the NBA.
Yes. Yeah. NBA, get a spine. Anyway, so there's questions like that and things like that in our minds that we have such a tough time because we've been told for decades and decades and decades that this person's the enemy, just like we did with North Korea, not realizing they were owned by China.
It's kind of like Paul mm-hmm. of Tarsus, right?
Right.
When he went around persecuting the church, everybody hated him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he had a revelation. He walks into Damascus and they're going, whoa, no, I've changed.
Right.
But everybody's looking at the old Paul, not the new Saul. Mm-hmm. I mean, the old Saul, not the new Paul,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's the same kind of when people can change and mm-hmm. do. Putin had to battle his own deep state
right.
back there in the 90s when he, you know, they gave Yeltsin, a limitless credit card, mm-hmm. kept him drunk. And they were just, like you said, looting him drunk.
It's not like everything's hunky-dory. You still have the old KBG style of doing things. And you still have a lot of different types of things going on in Russia. Yeah. I mean, I like being a citizen of the United States, but I just think the whole enemy thing needs to be examined. Why do you think that? What evidence and what do you come up with in evidence? If they're coming over to our country and trying to take our country, then I can say that's an enemy of the state, right? Mm-hmm. That's an enemy of our country. When they're not doing that, I think you have to re-examine what you're trying to find in another country and trying to look for in another country. They have adopted a lot of capitalism in Russia.
Oh, yes.
And we don't realize that as a, I think we're still stuck back in the USSR days. We don't realize that.
Uh-huh.
There's like a disconnect.
Yeah, there is. There is.
And
you know, when it went to Moscow the second time,
mm-hmm.
I stayed at the hotel down, the Sputnik Hotel downtown.
Sputnik Hotel.
It's called the Sputnik Hotel. It's got
right.
bugs in every room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lovely. Mm-hmm.
So we got up one morning and walked out the front door, walked mm-hmm. down about two blocks just to check out Moscow.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked to my right, and what is this? A gun store.
Right.
I'm going, what? Walked in there, and they had a just like an American gun store. They had mm-hmm. on the shelves, underneath
right.
glass, all these guns. And so I got to talking to the lady, one of the ladies that was there that I mm-hmm. that I knew, and she says, yeah, I carry a gun. She says, you have to have a special permit to carry bullets. You can carry these rubber bullets.
Jeez.
Well, rubber yeah. bullet can
yeah.
really
yeah,
hurt somebody,
yeah, I guess you're right.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
She says, I carry a gun, you know. Mm-hmm.
So on the socialism crawl, where would you say Russia is right now? Because a lot of countries are like this. There was a big article about a person from the United States moving to Portugal and and on $2,000 a month. And isn't that wonderful? Well, you can't just look at the economy. You've got to look at the government style that you're that's mm-hmm. that's a democratic socialist country. I mean, you have to look at what they're also their mindset and what they're about. They might not be like a China, but they're well on their way to adopting a lot of forms of socialism within their country. Same with the EU. Where's Russia on that scale in your eyes?
1 to 10.
Uh-huh. Honestly. Where do you think it? Where do you think it is?
I think Russia, 10 being the freest and 1 being the worst.
Okay, you could go that way. Yeah.
Okay. I think that Russia is probably... No, I'd say a 6 or 7,
mm-hmm.
and we're probably a 6 or 7.
Yeah, well, we've adopted maybe, more than we realize.
Yeah, we've.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 4 or 5.
Maybe a 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. When I look at
here.
How the federal government can come in and mm-hmm. you just read about this here in Utah and also Jeremy Johnson and elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
how they can set up people.
Right.
And just take your freedoms away, mm-hmm. try you again and
mm-hmm.
again
mm-hmm.
until they find you guilty,
mm-hmm.
and then bribe a judge or pay off a judge or get
this
one of their own,
everywhere.
like in the Bundy trial, get your
yeah.
own people. If they want you here, they can get you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're innocent or guilty, they want you, they got you.
Yeah, there were some big articles today on the courts deciding on Fourth Amendment. It was like, what Fourth Amendment? Do we even have it anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah. With the NSA spying, we don't.
Exactly.
It's annihilated.
Exactly.
We just don't realize it.
But, you know, when I was over there, the people,
mm-hmm.
yeah, they still have their mobs,
mm-hmm.
especially when
sure.
it comes to certain, that own certain groups like the long stem roses. Russians,
the long stem roses.
Russians love long stem roses.
Why?
And they've got them on almost every kiosk on the corner.
What's the draw?
I don't know. It's a fascination with Russia.
That's interesting.
And they just love it. But
uh-huh.
the long stem roses trade, don't mm-hmm. try to break into it. You might end up with a broken leg.
Or worse.
See,
yeah.
There are people that run that market.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got those problems.
Right.
They're always going to be there. It's kind of
mm-hmm.
like breaking into the docks of Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the mob owns that. It's just there are certain things that government cannot control.
Yeah.
But on the whole, the people are happy, prosperous,
mm-hmm.
getting more and more prosperous. Away from that communist background.
I think we have a lot of, it's very difficult for us. It's very difficult for us as a populace to grasp anything that the mainstream does not throw at us. And then you have a segment of society, probably more like you and I, that want to look under the covers. We want to know what's going on. We want to try to see what's happening mm-hmm. under this whole paradigm. And I think that, I think it's difficult because there's so much. Like, if you were to look at history, Dave, what percentage do you think we have not been truthful about, or we've kind of hid the origins, or we don't really understand? How much of that do you think has been co-opted?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we are laboring.
It's a tough question.
We are laboring under such false premises in this country, false ideas.
80%, 90%?
I would say, yeah, at least if it's not totally false, it's at least partially false. I would say 80, 90% of what we believe.
That's what I was afraid you'd say. Yeah. I really was. I was afraid you'd actually
and,
say that.
You know, I'll get to, because I'm a historian. I got a degree in history, and I'm really researching. I go, oh, no, not this too.
Right.
And there's books that are out. There are people, brave historians that get out there and write this stuff, and they examine it, and I'll look into this, and wow, no, this too?
It's like communism. A lot of people don't realize that communism was dreamed up by the Illuminati. It was a concept. It was something that they wanted to make sure became something that would cause conflict, right? Between countries, the countries that adopted it, the countries that went that way, the countries that didn't. And I think that we don't see that. We think stuff happens so organically, with a lot of spontaneity.
Yes.
But we don't think that it's contrived. We don't think that people actually conspire to do
these
things. When I was reading the CFR, hey, what do you think? Get your answers in by October 24th. What do you think are all of our potential crises of 2020? You know why they say that? Because they can't be without crisis. So they have to make sure that we have continuum of crisis. Mm-hmm. We have been in a continuum of crisis for 100 years. We don't realize it. So we're always ready for this next conflict. You were talking about being scared, like fear, the fear thing.
Yes.
And it's the constant threat overblown, even though the things are real. Communism's real. Of course it is. It's the definition of death for so many people. It was the definition of forced control. It still is. It's alive and well. So we're not saying communism doesn't exist. It's just, what is the origin? How does it start? And then it takes root. Mm-hmm. And it takes root because that nature of man to control is a real thing.
Yes.
So Karl Marx was on board, even though everything was more or less sort of helped with the writing. He was on board, right? And I think that's what you're all about, is making sure that we're always lifting the covers. I mean, questioning everything. Is that true? Do you realize where that came from?
I used to have fear, and I used to buy into all this. And, I hid my head underneath the desk hoping when a bomb wouldn't go off.
What's the one that you wish people would know? If you could only take one topic and say, please see the truth of this, what would it be?
Well, you know me. My topic is slavery and the Civil War, probably.
Okay, beyond that, whatever.
Beyond that, the whole nature of the Cold War.
Ah, okay. So not told the truth at all in the Cold War. Okay.
Well, in certain countries it was terrible, but there's an awful lot that we're not being told there.
Anything
about
else?
Life in Russia and elsewhere during the Cold War. So... that's a big,
and do you have cognitive?
World War II is a big. World War I is a huge one.
Do you have cognitive dissonance toward Russia?
I used to a lot. Mm-hmm. I hate those commies and all, but not anymore. Not at all. I'll tell you one other thing to alleviate fear I'm not afraid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a testimony that Jesus Christ runs this world, and when I know that,
then everything is pale in comparison.
Everything else, and He expects us. And this is probably blindside you, but everything, he wants us to do our best to fight for freedom.
Yeah.
But he doesn't want us, like Peter said, be sober.
Mm.
Just
every generation's got to
be sober and go.
People
say, why do you do it? Because you know you're going to lose. Doesn't matter. You do it because it's you.
Yeah, because it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
And I don't want to be the generation that went, well, we just didn't think we had it. The outcome would be there, so we just stopped.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to be that generation.
You'd be surprised what a little tiny thing can change mountains. Doesn't take
what
much.
Happens is people go, talk radio, it's only talk. Not actually. Actually, what happens is, if you've noticed, do you remember the video of the one guy dancing crazy in front of everybody else at a lawn concert? And then all of a sudden another one joined in, and then all of a sudden everybody got the courage to stand up and start dancing crazy in front of everybody. It's just like that. People get energized. They get on board. They start to go, oh, wow, are we really changing this? Are we really going in a different direction? Look at all the crowds that showed up for Trump. That should tell you something, not about Trump, but about the crowd. When the crowd started showing up in big numbers, they went, oh, wait, let's look over there. Wait, what's happening over there? I'll join in. And people will do that. They like to join in, but they want to know they're joining in on something that's actually there.
Exactly. Kate, I don't think you realize what part you've had in this. I know you're struggling and you're studying and you're having a hard, you know, up and down and up and down. But down the road, I bet you when you this is over, mm-hmm. you're going to look back and there's going to be thousands that are going to say, thank you for waking me up.
Well,
thank you for starting
me
on a path. Well, I don't care whether it's husband-wife relationships or politics or
really
any of
sweet.
This information that you're putting out there. It will change lives.
You're going to make me blush. That was really sweet. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if I believe that, but thank you. And I appreciate you, Dave. You know, Dave on the show, geez, 5 years. 5 years. Uh-huh. It's always fun to have you back. So anytime you want to join me, you can join me. Because I think that it's always refreshing to hear so many different opinions and thoughts of you. And we really, in order to combat cognitive dissonance, we better hear it all.
You got to.
We got to hear it all.
Open your
we just
mind.
Have to.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Love you, Dave. Thank you. Investigator Dave. Okay. Awesome. And be faithful. Be fearless. Make sure you share these podcasts, too. Go to katedallyradio.com and donate to the show if you can, because I'm telling you, this is liberty will always be a great cause. I mean, look at Chris Ann Hall in the White House this week. I mean, there's just so many good people out there fighting hard. So let's join in, shall we? If you can't do, help us do, whatever the case may be. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.